This podcast of the Vermont Garden Journal is made possible by Gardener's Supply, offering locally grown, earth-friendly, and innovative solutions for gardens and landscapes in Burlington, Williston, and gardeners.com.
I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. Grapes are one of the oldest known cultivated crops, and after a warm summer, the harvest has begun. While the center of grape growing is in warmer climates such as California, Italy, and Australia, with the advent of new, hardier varieties, cold climate gardeners can join the fun too. While making wine may be a fun home project, I'm more interested in growing table grapes. There are many hardy seeded varieties around, but I think the best are the seedless cultivars. Unfortunately, many of these varieties are not hardy enough to survive our winters, but that's changing. With the introduction of new varieties from Minnesota and Wisconsin, such as Somerset Seedless, I can spend the fall lounging on a hammock, gobbling up fresh seedless grapes from vines grown just a few feet away. Check out the University of Vermont's cold climate grape trials at vpr.net for more information on varieties to grow. You don't need a vineyard to grow a few grapevines for fresh eating. Find a spot with full sun, well-drained fertile soil, and build a trellis for them to grow on. Prune heavily each winter, removing up to 80% of the new wood to keep your grapes from growing wild. Now for this week's tip. Late-blooming annual flowers such as Verbena bonariensis are setting seed now. Either let them fling their seed around the garden willy-nilly, or collect some for sowing in specific areas next spring. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about overwintering perennial herbs. For now, I'll be seeing you in the garden.
The Vermont Garden Journal is made possible by Gardener's Supply, offering locally grown, earth-friendly, and innovative solutions for gardens and landscapes in Burlington, Williston, and gardeners.com. You can find more resources and follow the Vermont Garden Journal at vpr.net.